Let's talk about space, shall we, today? Space, our environment, where we spend our time, how places make us feel, how they can impact our mood and our energy and just everything. Let's talk about that today, shall we? This is Frazzled, your latest episode. I am Kelly Swingler, your host. I am the Burnoutologist, and this is Frazzled, your uncut, unscripted, unedited podcast. I'm coming to you today for the very first time from the shed. I have got my trusted rescue dog with me. I've got my got, She's with me for the first time today with the door closed. It's gone really cold outside. Where did the heat go? We had gorgeous, gorgeous sunshine, didn't we? And all the heat to come with it, and it's just gone. It's all just vanished. So she's with me today with the doors closed. She's not very happy. If you haven't seen the shed, do go and check it out on LinkedIn even. I'll talk to you in the next episode about Instagram. I've got some stuff that I want to share about that there. But yeah, go and check out LinkedIn if you want to see some pictures of the shed. This is my new workspace. I've got my recording studio, I've got my workspace, I've got my chill out zone, I've got my meeting zone. I am this week inviting some people to come and join me in the shed for some one-to-one days, and I will be opening it up for some group sessions a little later on in the year. But for now, I'm just inviting four individuals to come and join me. And today we are in the shed, which is why I thought I talk about environment and just the difference that it makes to us. So I have been in the shed now for about 2 weeks. The big room, the kind of chill out meeting space, was finished last week, and it's just been so amazing to sit here. I ran a session from my very, very big, comfortable seat on Monday, so I'm able to kind of move around the space, do different things. But just being in here, even when it wasn't finished, I had already started working from like the actual office space, the workspace, and it was making such a difference to me. I don't know why. I keep kind of looking around at it. It is light, it is bright, it is airy. I can't say it's particularly hot today, and I think the fuse has just gone for the heater, but I'm cracking on regardless because I want to get this episode recorded for you. I need to go and find where the fuse box is for this space. But the clarity it's giving me, the headspace, the ability to think. Now, I have been working from home since 2019. Well, I've always, well, I suppose I've worked from home a lot since I started my own business. I have, on a couple of occasions, had some offices with my team. I have done, I suppose, my big thinking stuff though has always happened at home. I worked from home much more in 2019. 2020, obviously, everything changed, didn't it? If you can hear any noise in the background, sorry, this is the dog is exploring. And I've stayed working from home since 2020. We moved house in the October of 2020 into where we are now. I have had three different office spaces in this house since we've been here, and they've all looked amazing. They've all felt okay, like they've been okay workspaces, but none of those spaces have given me the feeling that I have being out here in the garden, in the shed, away from the house, away from any interruptions, away from any disturbances. Just, I don't know, is it the heat? I don't know if it's ceiling height. I don't know if it's the colours. I don't know if it's the outlook straight onto the garden. I don't know what it, but it is just making a huge difference. And I've always known that our environment changes how we think and we feel, right? There are different spaces in the house that I just can't get settled in to kind of sit and read. There are different spaces in the house that I can feel more relaxed in. Our house is lots of different colours, right? My living room is a very, very dark blue. It almost kind of hugs you and invites you in. It's a very kind of, yeah, like a room that hugs you. You feel very comfortable. You feel kind of wrapped and enveloped in there. You will no doubt have worked in offices where you just can't settle in some of the rooms. You need to be in a different room for thinking. You need to be in a different room for working. You need to be in a different room for meetings, right? Our environment makes a big difference to us, right? You've probably walked into different rooms and different events. Like, how often have you gone to an event and it's just not felt right because the venue hasn't felt right? Either it's been too dark, or there's not been enough natural light. The ceiling height has impacted you. There's just bit, you know, feelings of just this doesn't feel right. And maybe you've not always been able to kind of put your finger on it, but you've just had that feeling of this just doesn't feel quite right. And I think, again, just over the last kind of week or so, it's made me reflect. I remember I had left one role, my retail role. I'd left to go and do specific, I'd been asked to go and join this company to specifically deliver some leadership and management training. And the company had booked this venue. I designed all the material. We had lots of people arrive, and the company had booked the venue, sorted the venue, and they're just like, can you know, you just need to turn up at this time. This is where we'll be. And I got there, and they said, oh, you'll be in the basement. And I've done some basement training before, but I remember it was like a basement. It was really low ceiling heights. It was dark. There was no natural light. The lighting that they did have was absolutely awful. And I can't train in here. I remember ringing the company, like, what's going on? Well, they were short of space. They sent us some pictures. It looks all right. Like, I can't deliver this. And there's only so much as a facilitator, right? As a facilitator, you bring your energy, right? You bring everything you've got to the room, don't you, to keep the energy up, to keep people engaged, to keep people interested, to keep people motivated. But when your environment is quite literally sucking the life out of you, like as soon as I walked into this room, I honestly felt like somebody had like unplugged me from the mains. It's like, what's going on here? Like, this doesn't feel right. And I wonder how often we are in spaces, we're in environments where we don't necessarily know that that is what is draining us. We don't necessarily know that that is what is making us feel exhausted or drained or unmotivated or disengaged, until we are in a different space, right? Until our environment changes. And I'm not advocating at all for everybody needs to get back to the office. I think there are so many offices where the environment just sucks the life out of people. But again, I wonder how many of us, if we are kind of working from home, how many of us are making do? And how many of us, in terms of that making do, are, I don't know, almost like sacrificing our own energy, jeopardizing our own energy, jeopardizing our creativity, the way that we can think, the way that we can work. I know I am extremely lucky and quite blessed, actually, to have been able to just say, you know, we've got this unused space in the garden. I'm going to decorate it. I'm going to go and work from it. I know that many people do not have that space, do not have that flexibility. Do they're not able to do that. And I know that in the office spaces, as I said, the office spaces that I've been able to kind of work in the house, three of them so far, in 6 years. I think I worked out this is my 1, 2, 3 year. This is my fourth office space in 6 years. Again, I know people, lots of people wouldn't have that space, wouldn't have that flexibility. And each of them I've kind of made do with. The first one that was used is the home office. Had fitted furniture, and like, we didn't have any other room. I mean, I could have considered coming out to the space that I'm in now 6 years ago. It wasn't even in my mind that this could or would be an option for me. But the first space that I'd moved into was the home office. It had this fitted furniture, and it was just not a very nice colour. And it did feel quite draining. And yes, I had my vibrant artwork on the wall, but I didn't like the position of the desk. I didn't like the way in which the desk was positioned. I didn't like the way in which the furniture was positioned. And so I kept making do. So I kept kind of finding ways to kind of brighten up the space. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. And then I brought in a team member, and she was going to come and work at the house more. So I thought, I need some kind of separate space. And again, we had a room that we were pretty much using to just kind of dump stuff in, really, in the house. And so I changed that into a workspace. Again, it was a kind of make do. It was a bit of a kind of walk-through corridor, really. It had kind of three different doors off it. It was a bit of an unloved space. It was a bit of an unused space. There was no heating in it. Kind of had to put heaters. The sunlight in there was amazing. But again, it was a kind of a make do, and it felt like a bit of a corridor. Then when one of my sons moved out, my youngest stepson moved into his room. There was then a spare room. Rather than making that into a spare bedroom, I thought, I'll have that as my office space. Again, I did it in my vibrant colours, and I did it exactly how I wanted it. And I thought, this is it, because this would be the space. It was out of the way. It was upstairs. I wouldn't get as many interruptions. I'd be able to focus more. It was the colours that I wanted. I could design it how I wanted to. And yet it still didn't quite feel right. It didn't feel right to work in. It didn't feel right to think in. It didn't feel right to record in. It just didn't feel right. And now I'm in here. And as I said, it's light and it's bright and it's airy. And the work that I've been able to get done already, I have done a complete website refresh. I have finished my kind of white paper, if you like, to talk about the detail and everything that sits underneath Burnoutology. That is now finished and finalised. I have done, as I said, my complete website refresh. I've taken new pictures. I have designed and changed some things to the Master Burnout Coach for next year and for the rest of this year already. I have changed some of my social media. I've changed some of my emails. I've changed some of my language. I've changed so many things already just from being in this space for 2 weeks. Because I was going to say randomly, I don't think it is randomly, but I feel like I have more space. I feel like I have more space to think. I've got more space to create. I've got more space for clarity. And again, I know that I am blessed, and I'm very grateful to have the choice of space. I'm very grateful to be able to sit here recording this episode for you today in a really comfy chair with my mic, overlooking the garden, with the dog in the space with me. Although, as I said, she's not happy today because we've had to close the doors, so she's kind of pacing. She also doesn't like it, so I've had to obviously keep her harness and her lead on. If you're not familiar with the story with Elisa, she is a rescue dog. She had been at the shelter for 7 months. She had been really badly mistreated. She had become quite aggressive in the last home that she was quite badly mistreated in. And so she's classed as a dangerous dog. She's classed as a bite risk. She's classed as very, very high risk. We've had, just yesterday, we had kind of two deer and a fox roaming the garden. If they can get in, I know that she can get out, and we do have to be really, really careful with her. So if she has the roam of the whole of the front garden, that's very, very secure. But I know there are gaps in the back garden, and so we have to keep her either on her harness and on her long lead when she's out here. So even now, I've brought her over to the cabin with me. She's settled now. I'm looking at her. She's settled now, but she's kind of pacing. But I think she's probably only settled because now I can see I've kept her long lead on her. I think she's wrapped it around the table. But either way, she looks nice and settled now. But even just being in this space, being able to bring her out here, away from the home, away from door knocking and postman, you know, all of the stuff that gets her more wound up, all of the stuff that puts her on edge. We're over here now just being able to chill together, and it is just very, very different. Lots of us are having to make do. I have for a very long time made do with the office space, made do with the workspace. I can remember during 2020, some of the leaders that I was coaching, there was one, a head of finance that worked for a large global media company. And her personal circumstances were such that the only place that she could work during COVID was in her bedroom with an ironing board as her desk. And I can remember conversations with her just about how challenging she was finding it, how restricted she was finding it. You know, she's like, as soon as we're allowed back into the office, like, I can't wait to get back. I need the space. I need to get out of this. Like, I'm feeling trapped. I'm feeling restricted. I know for one of my sons, again, after lockdown, the company that he was working for, they announced that they would be full-time home working from now on. Like, you could go into the office kind of one day a week if you kind of, you know, discussed it with your manager, agreed it with your manager. You could go in one day a week. You could do that. So he's like, Mum, I don't want to be working from home. He wanted to be around people. He wanted to be able to have conversations. He wanted a different space. And he left the role that he was in to go and work for another company where, yes, you might be, you know, you can work from home kind of, you know, one or two days a week, but the majority of the time they want people in the office. And that's what he chose to do. That was the environment that was right for him. If you said to me now, Kelly, you've got to be in an office surrounded by other people 4 or 5 days a week, like, no, it's not happening. it's just not happening. I know the environment that I need to allow me to deliver my best work. And now, as I said, even just in the 2 weeks that I have been in this space, in the week that I've had the entire thing now finished, I'm already working and thinking and creating and getting stuff finished in a way that I have not been able to for what feels like forever. Now, of course, some of that, we might be able to argue, is because now I'm post-op, I'm living pain-free, I've got a bit more energy. But even the last 6 months since my operation, I haven't been able to feel or have as much clarity as I have in the kind of one and two weeks that I have been in this space. This space is different. This environment is different. I'm already feeling more energized about my work. I'm already creating even better boundaries. If you've been here for a while, you know that I have good boundaries around kind of work and life anyway. I'm already putting in, I already have better boundaries around work and life. Like, the work is getting done in this space. And when I leave this space, I'm leaving the work. I have the separation. Even though I've only got to walk across the garden into the house, I have the walk. There is a very clear separation. I'm not, you know, I'm not picking up my laptop again in the evening. Unless, of course, I'm doing one of my online yoga classes. But my laptop isn't opening for work whilst I'm in the house. There is a very, very clear separation. There is a workspace, and now there is a home space. There is separation for the first time in a very, very long time. And again, that feels quite weird for me to say because, you know, I've been running my own business now for, well, how long have I been? 12 years. I've now been kind of out of employment, doing my own thing. You don't always get the separation because, you know, again, when it's yours, when it's always, you know, the thinking might happen at 10 o'clock at night. You know, it's like, I just need to do this. I've just got to send that proposal. I've just got to send that invoice. I've just got to do some of that. Until, of course, you start to be able to grow the team and outsource some of that stuff. You know, when you start your own business, you're the doer and the marketer and the admin person and the bookkeeper and the accountant and the email marketer and the chaser and the invoicer. Like you're doing all of that stuff. And in 12 years of doing that, and again, I've had different office spaces. I've worked in different spaces in the house that I've been in. This is genuinely the first time that I feel like I've got this total separation. That I feel like the split is actually working. That it's allowing me to compartmentalize, to think differently, to feel differently, and to make the use of the workspace when I'm in the workspace. I think I've shared this before as well, right? I think when we are working in the house, you know, when we're constantly just like our laptop or our phone is following us around the house, right? We take our laptop into the living room so we can just do the email. We've got our phone so we can just check the email. We can just check our socials. We can just check the proposal. We can just check the business payment. We can just check the invoice. We can just do all of these things. And then all of a sudden, everything just becomes one, doesn't it? There is no separation. Everything just becomes one. And I do think since 2020, that kind of everything just becoming one has become even more, which is why I think I've tried even harder with my boundaries, with my non-negotiables. I've been trying even harder to not have everything just become one at exactly the same time. I've been trying to create some of that separation. And I have my little rituals, you know, when I kind of leave my workspace, even, you know, the house is in the office. When I leave that space, you know, kind of take a breath. I close the door behind me and then I go to do what I need to do. But it's still been in the same space, right? It's still been in the same environment. And I suppose what I've realized again in the 2 weeks that I've been here, actually just closing a door and doing the breath, even though I thought that was helping, it hasn't helped anywhere near as much as having this completely separate, self-contained space and environment. And again, I know I'm very lucky to have this. I know not everybody has got that separation. But I just want you to, like, just consider, how could you create a bit more separation? How could you stop the lines from blurring so much? I think, as I said, lots of us are making do. I've made do for a really long time. I suppose, you know, potentially, even though I've had office space with the teams, I said, you know, a lot of my deep thinking I was still doing at home, you know, around my kitchen table or on the sofa or in bed on a Sunday morning or whatever that might look like. I've made do for a really long time, and I've been quite successful with the making do that I've been able to do, right? I've been able to grow the businesses, you know, my consultancy and now Kelly Swingler. I've been able to grow that. I've been able to grow the team. I've been able to keep the roof over our head and pay the bills and make a difference and make an impact and do all of that stuff. You know, I've done okay over 12 years. I'm proud of what I've done over 12 years, what I've been able to achieve, the difference that I've been able to make. And now this feels like an entirely new chapter because I've got the space. I've got the environment. I've got the separation. I've created, almost kind of accidentally on purpose, right, the non-negotiables of that separation. And in less than 2 weeks, it's already made a massive, massive difference to how I can think and how I can work. So maybe just kind of pay attention, like, where are you making do? Where in your environment are you making do? How is your environment making you feel? We know that, like, there's loads of research out there. You know, if you've got, like, too much clutter, that can impact how you think. If there's too much mess, if there's, I don't know, a dripping tap or a, I don't know, a picture hook hanging off the wall or whatever, right? The little things around us, they all steal some of that mental energy, don't they? Some of that mental clarity. Unconsciously, sometimes a lot of that stuff is happening. We don't necessarily think it's at the forefront of our mind, but then actually we fix the thing and then we realize that maybe we have got a little bit more focus or we have got a little bit more attention. So where in your environment are you making do? Where are you trying to force yourself to be productive in a way that maybe you are trying to force too much? How, if you want to, of course, but how could you create a bit more of that separation? How could you make your environment even better for you to allow you to be even better for you? I'll leave it there for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for joining. This has been about space and environment. As I said, next week, I'm going to talk to you about Instagram. Not just Instagram, but you'll see what I mean when you get there. So thank you very much for listening again. Please do give it a like. Please do give it a share. Please do give it a comment. It's always very, very much appreciated. If you do want to find out more about what I do, if you want to receive my daily insights, my Monday to Friday daily insights on burnout, on all things burnout, you can head to kellyswinkler.com, sign up for the daily emails in the bottom just sign up for the emails, head to kellyswinkler.com, find it, take a look at my new website. Read all about burnoutology. There's so much more to come on that. But yeah, go ahead and take a look at the new website, kellyswinkler.com. Sign up for the emails. Hopefully you get some, hopefully you get some goodies for everything that I have to share there. But thank you very much for listening. As I said, if you've liked it, please give it a like, please give it a share. We're getting some fabulous new listeners, which I'm very, very much appreciative of. It's good to be back with you. It's good to be in the shed having these conversations with you. So have an amazing day. I'll be back with you next week, same time, 7 a.m. every Tuesday. Take care for now. Bye-bye.